我们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我们在听神的话语之前，我们一起来到主的面前，求他的祝福。
Let's pray before our Lord.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you together to give you thanks.
主是你的怜悯，你的慈爱，你的恩典。主，你把我们这些罪人从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
Oh Lord, it's because of your mercy, your love, and your grace, you have saved all us sinners and delivered us.
让我们能够在今生今世能够同心合意来敬拜你。
So that today and at this time, we can come together in unison to serve you, worship you.
主，就求主你祝福我们今天在一起的时间。
May you bless the time we are here together.
主，用你的圣灵，你的话语引导我们。
And you lead us and teach us with your words.
让我们的敬拜达到你的面前，讨主你的喜悦。
So that our worship may reach you and be pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
不知道大家 刚才听到我们今天的信息里面，门徒雅各跟约翰他们对主的要求，有什么想法？
I don't know what you think about when we just read that James and John that were asking the Lord to be on his right hand.
他们对主说，我们要什么你就给我们什么，让我们 最后又说，让我们坐在你的左边或者还有右边。
So they said that we want you to do for us whatever we ask you. And one of us said you're right and the other said on your left.
听那么读完这段信息呢，有一句成语呢就进入我的脑海。
After this, there's a proverb that keeps reminding me.
那我们知道有句成语叫妄自尊大。
So this means that megalomania.
那么意思是狂妄自大。过高的看待自己，不把别人放在眼里。
It just simply means that you're arrogant, you have a high self-esteem, and you despise all others.
那么用这个成语，用这个形容词呢，来形容今天信息中这两个门徒呢，我想是一个很好的例子。
This would be a very good description of the two disciples today.
因为作为主的门徒。
To be a disciple of the Lord.
那么他们都想在他们想象的神国中为大为首。
They all want in themselves to be the leaders, to be the first.
那么他们之所以有这样的想法。
The reason they think that way.
那么除了我们作为罪人的骄傲和自私的本性之外。
Other than our sinful nature of being pride and selfish.
那么还有一个原因就是呢，门徒当时呢只在表面上知道他们的主耶稣就是他们要盼望的基督，就是弥赛亚。
Another reason is the disciples in those days, on the surface, they believe the Lord they're serving is the Messiah.
但是他们却不能明白基督来到世上真正的目的，还有他的事工。
But they do not really understand why Jesus came and what was his mission.
他们似乎是舍弃了一切，想来跟随耶稣，成为他的门徒。
They put away all their belongings. They came to serve with Jesus.
但是他们的内心深处却是想在天国中坐到高的位置上。
But deeply they desire to have a high position in the kingdom.
其实呢，这对我们现今的基督徒来说，也是一个很好的提醒。
So this is a good reminder for us as Christians today.
我们都想效法基督。
We always like to be imitators of Christ.
都想做主忠心的门徒。
We always want to be His faithful disciples.
但是我们却很难真正的活出一个耶稣基督门徒的样子来。
But it's very difficult for us to live out an example of Christ.
所以呢，透过今天的信息呢，就告诉我们。
So today's message tells us.
基督徒呢， 只有认识基督和他的事工的本质，我们才会能够真正的效法基督。
For a Christian to be an imitator of Christ, we have to truly understand his mission and his purpose.
我想有分三点来跟大家一起思考。
So we're going to think about this from three different perspectives.
那么第一点就是基督徒不但要认识基督，也要明白他的事工。
So the first, the Christians should not only know Christ, but also his ministry.
第二点就是基督徒呢要明白神国中伟大和为首的真正意义。
So the second, Christians should understand the meaning of being great and first in the kingdom of God.
最后我们思想一下，基督徒我们要真正的效法基督。
So the last is as Christians should live in accord with Christ.
我们大家一起来看第一点。就是基督徒不但要认识基督，也要明白他的事工。这是在第35到第41节。
So the first from verse 35 to verse 41, Christians should not only know Christ, but also understand his ministry.
我们先看35节到37节。西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰近前来，对耶稣说，夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。耶稣说，要我给你们做什么？他们说，赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
With verse 35 to 37, And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you?And they said to him, Grant us to set one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory.
现在我们来看一下这件事发生的背景。
First, we look at the background of when this thing happened.
那么这是主耶稣带着他的门徒要去往耶路撒冷的路上。
This happened when Jesus led his disciples on their way to Jerusalem.
那么他要在那里完成他在地上最后的事工。
Jesus is going to complete his last ministry in Jerusalem.
那么被钉十字架，三日后要复活。
So he will be nailed on the cross and resurrect 3 days afterwards.
那么我们在前面的信息中，我们还记得，当主耶稣第一次告诉门徒关于他的受难和复活的时候。
We remember that when first time when Jesus told his disciples that he is going to die.
那么在马太福音十六节二十二节，那么我们可以看到，那么彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”
In Matthew 16:22, we can see that, and Peter took him outside and began to rebuke him, saying.Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
那么当主耶稣第二次告诉门徒关于他的受难和复活时，
When second time Jesus told disciples of his suffering and the resurrection,
门徒不但不在意，而且彼此在争论谁将来在天国伟大。
Not only did they mind, they started arguing who shall be the first.
那么今天的信息中，当主耶稣第三次告诉门徒关于他的受难和复活时，
Today's message is the third time when Jesus told them that he's about his suffering and the resurrection.
那么他的门徒约翰和雅各却在要求主耶稣满足他们妄自尊大的要求。
So the James and the John.Ask Jesus to satisfy their desire, wanting to be great.
想让主耶稣呢在天国中将来赐给他们在左在右的高位。
So he wants Jesus to grant them the position to be on his left and his right in the future kingdom.
那么一个在左边，一个在右边，也就是让他们俩高过其他的门徒。
So which means.The two of them will be higher than the other 10 disciples.
那么这里我们看到门徒知道主耶稣是基督。
When we know that here the disciples, they knew Jesus is the Christ.
也就知道他的能力无比。
They also know he's omnipotent.
如果他愿意的话，他们求什么，主耶稣一定会给他们什么。
If he's willing, whatever they ask, Jesus will grant them.
所以呢，约翰和雅各说，我们求，无论求什么，愿你都给我们做。
That's why they say, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you.
所以呢，他们对主耶稣的身份的认识是正确的。
So they have a true understanding of Jesus.
然而他们对基督在世上的事工的认识是不完全的，或者是错误的。
But they do not know completely what was Jesus' ministry on the earth.
所以呢，当主耶稣第三次告诉关于他的受难和复活时，门徒不是没有听见，而是不在意，也不相信这些事情会发生在他的身上。
So when Jesus told them about his suffering and resurrection the third time, they did not mind and they do not believe it will happen on him.
所以其实他们从第一次就没有相信主耶稣所告诉的关于他的受难和复活。
So they beginning from the very first time, they did not believe what Jesus said about his passion and his resurrection.
那么在他们的心里，他们认为主耶稣会凭着他的大能推翻罗马帝国的统治。
In their mind, Jesus can take over from the Romans, defeat the Romans by his omnipotence.
那么带领以色列要建立一个以色列这样一个大的国度。
Then they will establish a great new kingdom of the Israelites.
他们也是出于他们的自私和骄傲。
This is because of their pride and their selfishness.
那么他们自认为自己在这一国度中该得到一个高的位置。
They think they deserve to be a high position in the new kingdom.
我们下面看第三十八和四十节，看主的回应。
We look at from verse 40 to see the response of the Lord.
38节开始说，主耶稣说，你们不知道所求的是什么，我所赐的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？他们说，我们能。耶稣说，我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，只是坐在我的右左边左右不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的就赐给谁。
Beginning with verse 38, Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared.
那么主耶稣呢，这里是在告诉约翰和雅各，他们有这样的要求，是因为他们不明白主耶稣在世上事工的内容和本质。
So Jesus is telling John and James the reason they have a such kind of request because they do not understand the true essence of Jesus' mission.
也就不明白跟随主耶稣做他的门徒到底意味着什么。
And they do not even understand what it meant to be his disciple.
那么正因为如此，主耶稣问他们，我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？
So Jesus asked them, "Can you the cup I drink? Can you drink? Or the baptism I baptize? Can you be baptized?"
而他们毫不犹豫、理直气壮地说：“我们能。”
They said, not even hesitantly, "We are able."
其实他们根本就不知道主耶稣在说什么。
They do not understand what Jesus was truly saying.
让我们再次看到门徒的无知和他们的骄傲。
So once again, we can see the ignorance and pride of the disciples.
那么主耶稣基督呢？这里是把他即将在十字架上承受的痛苦和死亡比作他要喝的杯。
Jesus was using the cup representing the death and the passion he was going to suffer.
而把他受难和死亡的这个经历比作他要受的洗礼。
So then the experience of his passion and being crucified is a symbol of his baptism.
其实呢，我们有时候也把我们生命中 的艰难的经历比作或比作一些洗礼或者是考验。
So sometimes we also use our difficult experiencesas a part of our baptism or our challenge.
比如呢，我们有时候在文章中会读到，说是某个人呢，说在一场患难中、灾难中经历了血与火的洗礼，那么说最后成就了一项伟大的事业，这是我们经常读到的一些文章。
So sometimes we often read somebody went through a great difficulty, which is his baptism and fulfilling his purpose.
那么这里我们看到与某人共饮一杯，那么它是表示与某个人一同分享他的快乐或者是他的痛苦。
So here we can see to drink the same cup with someone is to share either his happiness or his misery.
那么当我们取得一些成就或者经历快乐的事情时，
When we have some great accomplishment or somehappy moment.
那我们往往会邀请一些亲朋好友一起聚会，那么大家一起举杯，往往会说干杯。
So we often invite our friends and relatives, and we would raise our cup and celebrate.
那么意思也就是说，我们一同来分享我的快乐。
In other words, let's share my joy with you.
那么当我们一起领圣餐的时候，
When we receive the communion together,
那我们的主要目的是在纪念主耶稣为我们在十字架上所承受的痛苦，还有他的死亡。
So the main purpose was to remember the passion and the suffering that Jesus suffered on the cross.
与此同时呢，我们也是为了表明，为了主名的缘故，我们愿意跟耶稣基督一同承受。他所受的痛苦。
So it's also a way for us to declare that we are willing to suffer the suffering with Christ.
那么在圣经中，尤其在旧约中，那么杯呢，它是表示神愤怒的审判临到不幸的人。
So in the Old Testament, the cup usually represents God's wrath for falling upon unbelievers.
那么在诗篇七十五篇第八节这样讲，他说：“耶和华手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒，他倒出来，地上的恶人必喝这酒的残渣，而且喝尽。”
Is it Psalm 15?
75.
75. Sorry, let me find it.Psalm 75, verse 8. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup with foaming wine, well mixed, and he pours out from it, and all the wicked of the earth shall drain it down to the dregs.
那么主耶稣要喝的杯，也就是代表我们这些蒙恩的罪人本该受的神愤怒的审判。
So the cup represents the God's wrath that we are deserving, we ought to have.
那么这些本该加在我们身上的审判，神的震怒，而应在神的大爱加在了耶稣基督他的身上。
But even though those we deserve to have, but because of God's love, he has given it to Jesus.
就像以赛亚书五十三章四到六节告诉我们，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 6.Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has told on him the iniquity of us all.
那么虽然呢，主耶稣在十字架上所经历的，并不是说每一个神的儿女都会经历。
Even that what Jesus have suffered on the cross, that all his children will also suffer.
那么然而主耶稣说，我的杯，我所喝的杯，你们也要喝；我所受的席，你们也要受。
But Jesus said that the cup I drink, you will drink. The baptism I received, you will receive.
他是在告诉他的门徒。
He was telling his disciples.
虽然他们现在不知道，但是他们将来一定会因他的名受各样的患难，那么甚至会死亡。
Even though they do not know then, but in the future they will also suffer for his name's sake. May all even mark being a martyr.
那我们作为基督徒也是一样，我们作为基督徒不是说一生一定就会一帆风顺。
We are the same.Just because we're a Christian does not mean everything will be well.
只要我们是愿意做主的门徒，只要是我们愿意按照神的真理去行，我们一生中一定会遇到一这样或者那样的患难或者是经历。
As long as we are willing to follow the Lord and do according to the truth, we do not need to mind whatever the experiences we may have.
那么根据历史的记载。
According to the history,
那么使徒彼得为主的名，他呢被倒钉十字架而殉道。
We know that Peter was martyred by hanging upside down on the cross for Jesus' sake.
那么使徒雅各和保罗，他们是被斩首而殉道。
And for James and Paul, they were both beheaded.
那么除了使徒约翰他被发配到被这个流放到拔摩海岛，最终呢年老去世。
Only Apostle John, who was exiled to the island of Patmos, and he died in his old age.
而所有其他的使徒都在不同的地方，那么为主殉道。
All the other disciples were martyred for Christ in different places.
下面我们看第四十一节。
Now we go back to verse 41.
那么四十一节在这里说，那十个门徒听见，就恼怒雅各、约翰。
He says the other ten heard this, they become indignant toward James and John.
那么虽然这里没有明确告诉我们为什么这十个门徒恼怒约翰和雅各。
It didn't tell us why they were indignant toward James and John.
但是我们从上下文和前面的信息，我们会发现。
But because just from the context, we can see.
因为他们所想的和约翰和雅各想的没有什么两样。
Because what they were thinking are no different from what James and John were thinking.
都是以自我为中心，也想在将来神国中伟大。
They were all self-centered. They also want to be esteemed in the future kingdom.
他们只不过是没有像约翰和雅各这样的明讲出来。
But they just did not speak it out.
所以他们之所以发怒，是因为他们认为，如果约翰和雅各做了这左边右边这两个高位，他们就没有机会去做。
So the reason they were indignant because if John and James become on the right and left, there's no place left for them.
其实呢，他们曾经在去往加百农的路上就为这件事情发生过争论。
They have also been same experience on their way to Capernaum.
而且主耶稣为此呢，也给他们有过教训。
At that time, Jesus also taught them.
那么在马可福音九章三十四到三十五节，我们看到这里说，门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。耶稣坐下，叫十二个门徒来说：“若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做众人的右人。”
This is Mark 9, verse 34. But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all.
那么这里我们看到，门徒都知道主耶稣就是基督。
So we know that all the disciples know that Jesus is Christ.
却没有一个门徒真正的相信耶稣基督他要去耶路撒冷所要经历的一切。
But none of them believed what Jesus will go to Jerusalem and suffer.
也就是不明白主耶稣在地上最后的事工。
So they do not understand Jesus' last mission on the earth.
他们只是出于自私和无知，还有他们的主观臆断。
So their own subjective thinking came from their ignorance and being selfish.
那想让主耶稣做王，赐给他们一个高位。
So they want Jesus to be the king and grant them high positions.
所以呢，主耶稣呢继续告诉他们，神国中的伟大、为首或者高的位置，到底是什么意思。
So Jesus continued to teach them what does it mean to be great, what to mean to be in high position in the kingdom.
那么这就是我们今天要请大家分享的第二点，就是42节到44节。基督徒要明白神国中伟大和为首的意义。
So this is the second point of today in verse 42 and 44. Christians should understand the meanings of being great and the first in the kingdom of God.
我们看42节到第44节。耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：你们知道，外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。只是在你们中间不是这样，在你们中间谁越伟大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁越为首，就必做众人的仆人。
So verse 42, and Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you.But whoever would be great among you must be your servant.
那么主耶稣基督呢，在这里告诉门徒，在世俗的国度中，人分为高低贵贱。
So Jesus telling the disciples, in the earthly system, what considered as high, low, or noble, or shameful.
所以呢，几乎每个人都想在这个社会中，那么有一席之地，要成为大，或者是成为首。
So everyone want to be great and to be the leader in the earth kingdom.
那么都想在更多人之上受更多人的服侍。
So they want to be above more people and be served by many.
而不成为大和首，就意味着你必须服侍别人。不成为大或者首，就意味着你就是在别人的手下服侍别人。
So if you are not great, you're not the leader, means you are under someone.
所以呢，但是在神的国度并不是这样。
But in kingdom of God, it's not the same.
那么在神的国度里，谁越在一群人中为大为首，就必做这群人的奴仆。
So in the kingdom, who want to be great or leader must be servants of all.
也就是说，在神的国度中，为首为大的身份是透过做众人的仆奴仆来体现的。
So in the kingdom, to be leader, to be great, is according to who are the servants.
那我们其实呢，很小的时候或者在大陆长大的人都听过这样一句口号。
So those who grew up in China have heard such a slogan.
就是说领导干部就是人民的公仆。
So the leaders are people's servant.
那么实际情况是什么呢？其实大多数的领导干部他们是欺压人民，不是人民的公仆，而是人民的公敌。
人民的公话的。
公敌敌人。
公敌。So the leaders are not people's servant, they are people's enemy because they persecute people.
那么主耶稣呢，这里并没有告诉约翰和雅各追求大和为首，他是不对的。
Jesus was not teaching James and John to seek to be great. It's not right.
那么这启示我们，为大和为首呢，本身它并不是坏的事情。
And he's telling us to be great, to be leader, is not necessarily a bad thing in itself.
那么关键是我们怎么样来体现伟大和为首。
So the key is how do we understand to be great, to be the leader?
是通过管制和欺压，还是通过引导和服侍和关爱？
Is it through oppression or is it through leading and service?
那么世人追求为大为首，是为了得到高过别人的权柄来管制他人。
The people who want to be great is through their authority to control people.
而基督徒为大为首，那是为了更好的服侍他人。
And for Christians to be great is to better serve people.
满足他人的需要。
Satisfy others' needs.
是为了给予，不是为了获得。
Is to give, not to receive.
所以主耶稣之所以这样的教训他的门徒。
The reason Jesus taught his children this, his disciples this way.
因为他在伟大为首这件事上为众人树立了典范。
Because he has set as a model for people how to be great, how to be the leader.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，就让我们像他一样的来效法基督。
So that's why.Apostle Paul taught us to be like Jesus to do that.
那么哥林多前书十章三十三节到十一章第一节，那么这样告诉我们说，就好像我凡事叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 33 and chapter 11 verse 1 it says, Just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
那么既然基督为我们树立了神国中人与人之间关系的典范。
So Jesus have set the model for interpersonal relationships in the kingdom.
那我们作为基督徒就只有效法他才能讨他的喜悦。
So as a Christian, we only can please him by imitating him.
那么现在我们就来看一下作为基督徒基督为我们树立了什么样的榜样。
So now we see what kind of a model Jesus have established for us.
那么这也是我们第三点要分享，就是基督徒要效法基督。
So this is the third point. The Christians should live in accord with Christ.
那么这最后一节就是第四十五节。
That's verse 45.
他说：“人子，因为人子来，并不是受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”
For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
那么基督在这里呢，告诉我们，他为我们已经立了榜样，成为典范。那么服侍的本质，也就是满足他人的需要。
So here Jesus said he has set up the model for us. The purpose to serve is to meet the needs of others.
那么他在门徒中为大为首。
And to be leader and great among the disciples.
那么为了成为门徒彼此服侍的榜样，他甘愿为门徒洗脚。
Because he wants to show the model for his disciples, so he's willing to wash their feet.
那么在约翰福音十三章三到五节，这里告诉我们，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里。且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
So John 13 verse 3 to verse 5, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
我们知道这是发生在主耶稣跟他的门徒最后的晚餐的前夕。
We know this happened on the eve of the Last Supper Jesus had with his disciples.
那么他知道他跟门徒在一起的时间已经很少了。
He knew there's not much time left for him to be with his disciples.
他要亲自教导他们什么叫彼此服侍。
He wanted to teach him what it meant to be serving one another.
那么他为了把我主耶稣呢他为了把我们从罪的权势中释放为我们的罪被钉十字架
Jesus wanted to deliver us from the bondage of sin and went to the cross and died for us
那么他甘愿舍命成为多人的赎价
So he willingly to give his life for the ransom of many
那么这里明确地告诉我们基督他不是为不是所有人的赎价，而是多人的赎价。
So here it tells us Jesus is the ransom for many, not ransom for all.
也就是说，基督不是为所有人而死，而是为那些真正信靠他的人而死。
So that means Jesus did not die for all the people. He only died for those who believe in him.
他不是所有人的救主，而是所有信他之人的救主。
He is not the savior of all.But he is a savior for all who believe in him.
所以呢，基督通过他自己的言行，成为我们效法的榜样。
So through his words and deeds, he became the model for us.
让我们真正的知道，为大为首的真正意义是服侍他人，满足他人的需要。
So let us truly know the meaning of serving others is to meet people's needs.
那么在今天的信息中呢，有那么两个门徒呢，首先向主耶稣提出一个要求。
In today's message, that two disciples made a request of Jesus.
那么让主耶稣将来在天国的荣耀中赐他们为大为首的高位。
They wanted Jesus to give them the glory of being on the right and on the left of Jesus in the future kingdom.
那么从中呢，我们可以看到他们妄自尊大，以及对主耶稣。将来到地上的事工，主耶稣最后在地上事工的无知。
So this shows us how megalomania they are, but also telling us how ignorant they are about Jesus' ministry on the earth.
那么然后呢，主耶稣教训了他们，天国中为大和为首的真正含义是服侍他人。
And Jesus also taught them true meanings of being great and serving people in the kingdom.
那么主耶稣呢最后告诉门徒
Jesus last told the disciples
那么他来到地上的真正目的不是他们以为的那样
His true purpose came not according to what the disciples thought
那么他们认为主耶稣来到地上就是要带领以色列人推翻罗马帝国推翻罗马帝国的统治重新建立强大的以色列国
SoThey thought Jesus came to help them to destroy the Roman system and establish a new kingdom for them.
而耶稣基督呢，告诉他们，他是来到世上要为人树立为大为首的榜样。
Jesus told him he came to set up example to be great and to be first.
服侍他人，为罪人舍命，成为多人的赎价。
To serve others, give his life.For the ransom of many,
把他们从罪的捆绑中释放出来
，so relieve them from the bondage，
在真理中得到自由
，so they may be free in truth。
那么从今天的信息中呢，我们可以看到以下几点应用
，so today we can see the following applications。
那么首先我们知道，看到无知和处于主观的判断，会严重的妨碍我们属灵生命的成长。
So the ignorance and the subjective judgment can prevent us in growing spiritually.
那么为了防止这些事的发生
To prevent such happening.
那么我们就要常常的来祷告
We need to often pray.
来求神呢，激发我们渴慕他话语。
So ask God to stir up a desire that we would design for His words.
也让我们更多的明白他的真理。
So that we may know His truth more.
那么，当我们遇到试炼或者试探或者各种的抉择的时候，我们要靠圣灵的带领和在圣经中真理的教导。
So whenever we run into challenges, trials, tribulations, that we would use the truth and the Bible verses to help us.
能够选择正确的判断，能够跟主的旨意能够相同。
So we make the right choice to be consistent with God's will.
那么第二点就是告诉我们，就只有明白基督在地上的事工，我们才能真正的效法基督。
We can only be an imitator of Christ if we truly understand His ministry on earth.
那我们知道，耶稣基督呢来到世上所做的一切，都是为了他人的好处。
So we know that Jesus came to this world and accomplished all for God's will.
所以呢，我们要想效法基督，就当放下自我。
If we want to be imitators of Christ, we have to give up ourselves.
那么要靠神赐我们的力量和智慧，以仆人的心满足他人的需要。
So use the strength and wisdom from God to serve others and satisfy other people's needs.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you and praise you.
我们实在是感谢你透过你的话语教导我们关于主你的真理。
We thank you for teaching us about your truth through your words.
主，让我们能够真正的明白主你来到世上所做的一切。
So that we can truly understand all the things our Lord accomplished on the earth.
我们也感谢主，你为我们树立这样的典范，让我们能够真正的跟随主。
We also thank you, Lord. You have set up such examples so that we may follow you.
主，我们真的知道，除你以外，我们别无拯救。
We know that there's no other salvation except you.
我们愿意效法主耶稣基督，但是我们真的是靠自己做不到。我们只有靠着你的恩典，我们才能够这样行。
We truly wanting to be imitators of you, but we know by ourselves we cannot do it. We need your help.
所以求主你常常提醒我们，激励我们，让我们能够做主你忠心的门徒。
May you often remind us and encourage us to follow your teachings.
我们这样同心合意的祷告，是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in unison by the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.